Welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis, the group of many who speak as one. And here to introduce you to Galexis is the channel, Ginger Metro.
Hello, and welcome to the Path of Power with Galexis. My name is Ginger Metro, and I'll channel Galexis, and who will speak with you today. Galexis is a group of beings from many levels and dimensions who speak as one, and they will be at your service today. I want to mention that we had a lot of response from two weeks ago, and it's been very illuminating, and a lot of people have done what Galexis was suggesting. And if you remember, those of you who listened last week, Galexis was talking about how there was a portal, an opening, an opportunity to really create a new life with abundance and a lot of financial prosperity. And this past weekend, with the eclipse that was happening on Saturday, was the time that you could make the biggest shift. And so I know that I personally went and did that. And I and my husband, Daniel, we went and did meditations and things like that. We really did feel different. And several friends told us that they felt the energy. And so there was some kind of energy. It was very strong, intense energy. And I hope that you were on our mailing list, email list, and got the transcript, and or at least that you listened last time so that you got prepared and that you did that too and got yourself leveraged and all that into a nice positive future financially. Shortly, I'm going to go into trance, and then Galexis will be with you, and they're going to talk about the future and where to go from here and how to like keep this, you know, orientation, this positive financial economic orientation going. After they talk about that, they're going to open the mic and accept questions on financial topics or any other topic that is of interest to you. Galexis is, of course, always interested in showing you ways to take greater charge over your life and your mission, your purpose, and help. And they love to help you walk your personal spiritual path, a path that's a path of power. The number you're going to call in on if you want to ask Galexis a question is 877-876-5227. Again, that's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And this is if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And check the BBS radio page on Channel 1 for other lines that may be available. And for more information on Galexis, of course, and or to get on the mailing list for newsletters, things like the transcript that we sent out, things like that that may be interesting, go to our website, galexisspirit.com, and sign up. And the name is Galexis, G-A-L-E-X-I-S, S-P-I-R-I-T, galexisspirit.com. So now I'm going to be going into trance, and there will be a quiet moment, and then Galexis will be with you. So goodbye for now, and I'll return at the end of the program. All right, we are here, and we are Galexis, and welcome to the Path of Power. Last time we spoke about the portal that was a split point where you could choose a positive or dark future, a positive future of abundance and prosperity for you and for your world, or a dark one in which you may continue to buy into the fear and the terror that is out there. There is so much that we wanted to share with you, that we were able to share it with you. Some of you got it on the transcript. This portal did do its thing. The momentum of the market did continue moving straight right through that portal, continuing a steady direction, a predictive or expecting future that could say exponential or impactful future from based upon the past. Then there were two other channels available, one for the positive and one for the negative futures. And dear ones, over this weekend, you demonstrated by inaction or action, whichever track you wanted to go. And some of you, by inaction, maintained the track that the market itself is on, going with the consensus, going with a regular mainstream. But some of you made a break. Some of you made an ooch, a little degree of difference. This portal that opened has now closed. However, being that it is around an eclipse, this closure is a closure of that split point, but not necessarily a closure of the energies of change or the energies of flow. There's a more of intense flow that is still going on and will continue to go on for another, oh gosh, about 3 days. It's probably not until Thursday. Now, see, this is Monday. The eclipse happened on Saturday. The shifts happened Saturday and Sunday. The market, as of today, we have been informed, has not been very positive and upbeat. So for those of you who have a tendency to believe the worst or to fall for whatever the attitudes or the emotions and the imagination of the mainstream public have to offer, will undoubtedly feel today that there's a dark message, that there's gloom, and oh my, does this create a negative or dark portent for the future? Is it gnomon that we're going down a dark path or that the mainstream is going really into a difficult economy? And we would like to suggest it's still not determined. It's up to you, dear one. Because as of Thursday, perhaps the energies that are so intense that have been moving through will finally abate to a certain extent. And so it will be on Thursday that you'll be able to really see how things have kind of shuffled and balanced out and come into some kind of new setting, a new orientation. So do not allow yourself to be overly influenced by that despair of what may be happening in the markets as of today. Yes, maybe both the major markets went down. Yes, maybe gold and silver went down. Yes, maybe banks are having more difficulty and certain stocks that still are related to housing and mortgage industry still having a rough time. Yes. But let it balance. Let it move around a bit. Let it kind of find a new adjustment. Don't give it a lot of weight as of today, because there's going to be a lot of movement and a lot of change up until it kind of sorts itself out by Thursday. So give yourself a little time, and also know that during this time, the attitude that you hold is going to be very important. You see, sometimes you forget that the future is your choice. Sometimes you forget that this whole reality is an illusion, and it's your illusion. And so whatever you're dreaming in your illusion is your world. And that therefore, if you were to take your power, take the responsibility for it, not as a blame kind of thing, not as a judgment on yourself kind of thing. Oh, the market went down. You're bad. No, but to say, oh gosh, look, this is feedback and this is my reality. And what feedback what information does this feedback give me? And what feedback do I want to give the economy? What do I want to give out there? The future is your choice. So what do you choose to be? Do you choose to be a victim and or wait and see? We suggest don't, dear one. even if you have chosen a positive future and done a meditation and gotten yourself really lined up, worked with your fears and did some clearings and called in your angels and spirit helpers and felt really great, perhaps on Sunday. You know, the opportunity is still there for you to fall back into the dark energies today. Don't let yourself do it. Remind yourself who you are. You have a power of choice. Even if you don't think it applies to the world, at least you have it to your own resources, to your own potentials. If you forget who you are, we always want to remind you, go to our website, at the homepage, a little message comes up, read it. This will help reinforce in you the reminders, the energies, the ownership of who you are as a spiritual being. You have the power to choose what images of the future you give your energy to. You see, you're trained to be negative. Your whole culture is trained to worry, as if that were a good thing. Well, you know, it's not. it's quite a handicap. But nevertheless, that's what you were trained to be, to do. And so, therefore, when you envision the future, very often you look first at what's the worst that could happen or what could go wrong. Retrain yourselves, Joanne. Practice. Start practicing today to see and anticipate what a positive future could look like, what it could be for you. You see, the future that you want to envision is not necessarily the form you want it to show up in. Like some of you say, oh, well, I want lots of money. I want to win the lottery. That's the form. You're seeing yourself with loads of money, and you go and see the bank, and there's your bank account, and it's got huge numbers on it. Yes, you can put that into your dream, into your imagination. But the most important thing to put in there is the state of being. You're not going to get rid of fears until you can counter them and with a choice of an emotional state of being that's at least equivalent to the level of fear that you have felt. You have to neutralize the fear. Your culture is throwing fear at you left and right. You want to neutralize it. So therefore, we suggest that you imagine all the things that you want, financially speaking. And then you imagine how feel when you have them. What are those states of being? Are you going to feel pleasure and enjoyment? You're going to feel high. You're going to feel happy. You're going to feel fulfilled. You're going to feel successful. You're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel wealthy. Imagine what all that would be like if it were a natural state for you to anticipate those positive things, if it were natural to you to draw wealth and money and opportunity to you. That is what you imagine. That's what you try to tune into to the best of your ability, because that is what counters and counteracts fears. So you don't end up being so vulnerable to the fears as long as you can remember that those fears haven't happened yet. They're fears projected out there. So why not project something else that's just as bright, just as intense out there? Your choice out there. The future does not feel real to you. So therefore, why not create it from whatever place of imagination you choose? If you choose to imagine dark things and worry, you're giving energy to it. Now we know that sometimes you have to do planning, but don't give it so much emotional charge. Now, we want to emphasize that positive energy is stronger than negative energy. And in other words, if you can visualize a positive future and a positive state of being out there in the future, economically speaking, for yourself and for your world, equal to the amount of fear and the worry that you've been doing in the past, it will not only cancel out, but you will get a positive future. But why not make the positive even more because the more positive and the more beautiful and the more vibrant and real an energized image of the future that you make for positive economic reality, the more likely that channel, that track will stay not only strong for you, but continue to veer away from the consensus track. It will continue to accelerate economic benefit for you. So the future for you is in your hands. What happened in the past, remember, is the result of negative imagery on your part back there. You cannot compare what happened to the past to what could possibly happen to the future. A lot of people say, well, it's always happened this way, therefore it will always happen this way. And don't let yourself buy into that either. Don't believe that. What you choose for the future is what you're choosing for the future. In the past, remember, a lot of the past that you had were futures that you dreamed way before those events, further distant in the past, in which you worried, agonized, and feared. So you brought what you worried about, you brought what you feared into manifestation. If you don't do that now, then you're not going to bring the same old back into your life. You're going to have a new and more positive future. Now, you may feel like, well, this is very hard to do because I'm so ingrained in my mental habits, Galexis, it's just going to be really tough to do, and I just don't really, really believe and really, really expect it's going to be that positive. Well, then, dear one, we want to remind you, you are not alone. You don't have to do this all by yourself. We want to remind you, we are here. We're here with you. Just call us. All you have to do is mentally say, Galexis, and imagine this beautiful big beam of light or column of light just descend and surround you. Just let it wrap you up. Let us come and touch you. Let us put a kind of shimmer of light, a protective envelope around you of positive, upbeat energy. Let us and all your spirit helpers and friends, guardian angels, higher self, whomever you like to call upon, God and Goddess, call. Don't try to do it all by yourself. If you find it hard to do, call and say, please help me. I request help. You know, you can actually demand it from us too. That's quite all right. We don't take it personally. We don't feel you're being pushy. Go ahead, demand. The more vigorous you ask for our help, the easier it is for us to come in, to intervene a little bit, to assist, to help, to ooch energies, positive and in your favor. But we can't do it if you're just going to sit in your fear and do in your fear and say, oh, Galexis, please come get us out of our fear. I'm so worried. You've got to do something. You've got to activate your power. We're not going to help you when you're a victim. We cannot. It's against the rules, so to speak. So remember, step into your power, own who you are, make your choice, imagine what you're going to feel like when you're successful. And then if it's hard, call us, help us, sustain this positive energy, help us support this positive energy so I can keep myself focused on that. And every single day, every time you catch yourself having a fearful thought about the future or a sense of expecting trouble or issues or struggle of any sort, any kind of strain or effort or frustration, call on us. Start visualizing. Okay, what if it resolves magically? What if it takes a turn to the positive? What if it gets really beautiful? What if there's an opportunity here that I may be not seeing it? What if there's a wonderful message? What if? All right? So aim yourself there. Practice every day holding that resonance of that future, holding that energy, feeling yourself there. Say, yeah, that's the one I want. That's what my future's about. That's where I'm going. And then what form do you want it in? Okay, I want it in money. I want it in my business prospering. I want it in this. I want it in that. but it's the feeling, that feeling. All right? So we will respond to that feeling. We can help boost it, but you have the power to produce that feeling that calls us. All right, dear ones, that's our message. You can still get some energy moving here. Now, there's going to be a point in which over the next few days, actually over the next month or so, that there's going to be what we call energy activations of what has been set in motion this weekend. And so if you've done some work and you've got yourself shifted in some way, then there's going to be points at where there's going to be a higher flood of energy into your system just for a brief while, maybe like a few hours. And when you feel these things happen, and you will, they'll just be just notice your energy stream and notice when all of a sudden something it just gets more intense or there just seems to be more energy. There's an acceleration. Then just, I remember, I choose the positive economic future for me and my reality and my world. All right? That way we can help you. All right, so we're going to open up the phone lines now for a question. And so if you are wanting to call and talk to us. Oh, yes, there's already someone on the line.
Yes, Alexis. Hello.
Oh, yes, hello.
Hello, this is Brian from Indiana.
Brian, glad to speak with you, dear one. What would you like to ask?
Well, first, as I was listening to the message that you just gave, it was beautiful. It was powerful. And it touches the heart.
Thank you, dear one.
And what I'd like to ask today is those who are around me. I know we have different soul groups that we come in from, and a part of the soul group and the collective. And what I was wanting to know is a little bit more information on the star system Arcturus, the Arcturians, a little information connected to Brian that you can give me.
Ah, all right. Well, we would suggest that as we are looking at this, that we have, there's a spirit being with you that is basically saying no. So we have to respect that.
Okay.
They are suggesting that if you want to learn about Arcturus, and because there's positive and there's negative energies there in association with you, and you undoubtedly are feeling that there's more than just, you know, some light connection, right?
Yes.
All right. But there seems to be both light and dark connections. And they're telling us that we're not the one that's going to tell this to you. They're telling us that what would probably be very helpful to have what we would call past life regressions. And we suggest that you might go to somebody who's acquainted with extraterrestrials, or may have them as part of their team that works with them or their crew, and to take you through a past life memory retrieval for at least about two or three lifetimes connected to your lifetimes in Arcturus.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Because you have that energy there. But it seems that there is a dark energy that needs to be resolved there, and there's a light energy that needs to be claimed.
Okay.
And this light energy that needs to be claimed has to do with a love relationship. But it seems that until you deal with the dark one, that the love relationship issue or whatever that is that's around that is not going to be completely freed for you. Does that make any sense?
Yes, in a way it does, yeah.
All right.
And the one other one real quick was, I've heard that I have a connection with ancient Lemuria from this planet.
Yes, you do.
And what I would also like to know, is there any information that you can give me that would benefit Brian in this lifetime with this connection and how to connect to ancient Lemuria?
All right, well, the thing is that the connection that you're bringing from Lemuria, into here has to do with your capacity as a creative being to open yourself to a new potential dimensional reality. It has to do with your being here to open portals to fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. And so your connection with Lemuria is that, in a sense, you're fulfilling something that you decided you wanted to do then by coming here to work with transdimensional thinking, feeling, and experiencing.
Yes.
And so that is what we see as your primary connection with Lemuria. Now, you might want to go into much more detail in a private reading about specifics and so forth. And you can also, if you find a really good past life regressionist, you might also go and explore your Lemurian lifetimes, if you would like to do that. And that's really a lot of fun. But our suggestion here, if you want to really do the work that you came to do, it's really requiring you to pay much more attention to future.
Okay.
It's much more attention for you to progress your consciousness from the darkness that you entered here on this planet in this three-dimensional situation to move it into fourth and fifth for you to learn how to stretch that and learn how to expand yourself there. That's really the mission you're on. You and a whole bunch of others decided you were going to come together as a kind of as a group, and you were going to really do a big number here, big exciting adventure together.
It feels exciting, Alexis.
It is. It's very exciting.
Yes,
and we would suggest over the next couple of years, you'll probably get much clearer about who some of the people that are part of your network.
Okay.
You know, you probably already know one or two of them at least now, but there's more. And you'll find yourself connecting and plugging into networks of people from whom you can feel this kindred energy. You'll, in a sense, you will recognize, oh my gosh, you know, we come back, there's that Syrian energy in there.
Yes.
You know, my gosh, it's a very triumphant energy. It's absolutely a very high lifting, frequency. And that's because, of course, the connection that you have with Sirius, as Sirius itself has moved on into fifth dimension and so forth, that
it's helping pull you,
you see?
I'm an anchor ship.
Yes, it's anchoring.
Yes.
And it's not that you anchor into your past. You want to recognize that. You want to anchor dimensionally.
Yes.
And that way, then, all of a sudden, the people who are part of your connection, part of your network, will be revealed.
I see what you mean from going from lifetime to lifetime. It's pulling from inner. It's going out exploring the universe. Going to planet to planetary systems and bringing the energy, that which we know, and sharing it to raise those frequencies and vibrations of those planets.
There you have it. That's exactly it. You've been around
the
block,
there.
Dear one.
Yes, I have.
You know, and so you have this sense of, oh gosh, I want to pull all these energies, all this information, all this knowing, all this wisdom, all these connections from these other places.
Yes.
All right.
Very much so.
Yeah. And within your crew, your team of unseen friends that's around you, you have some extraterrestrials, as they are called, on this planet. You know, and they are also from various star systems. Some of them very deeply connected with you from those other times.
Well, I open my heart to them,
they are so delighted, and they are very delighted to work with you. And they do point out to us that there is a certain timeline here that in order to do the acceleration into fourth and fifth dimension, that that in the time-space limited world at this point, in a three-dimensional reality, to break that, it in a sense, it appears that it requires some time, even though time is an illusion.
Yes, I understand. And it's for the energies to adjust.
Yeah, there's energies to adjust, and basically you take certain incremental expansions of yourself.
Yeah.
And every time you expand yourself, you move closer to that fourth dimensional consciousness, and at some point you'll find yourself slip through. And when you look through the fourth dimensional, which, you know, fourth dimensional is really more like a hole. It's like the hole in the donut. You just kind of move through fourth dimensional. But when you move into fourth dimension, then the expansion that comes from there gives you an image of what the oneness is like, what it is on a higher level, on a frequency for everyone. And then you bring it back through, because those experiences do not last.
Yes, I understand.
And you bring it back through the information that you know. And when you've brought it back through into three-dimensional reality, the three-dimensional reality has expanded.
Yes, it rises up into the fourth and fifth.
Yes, it edges and edges and edges to the boundaries, and it pushes, starts pushing the boundaries. Okay? And you're part of the crew that wanted to come and do that.
I see.
You're the ground crew.
Yes, I have much memory of this.
Yes, you do. And you've worked on it, and you've worked in crystal caves.
Yes, I remember.
Right? And you've worked with, you've worked with light machines.
That's true.
So you're, you know, this memory is going to come back to you, but you'll find that because of the heaviness of the illusion, a 3D illusion, that it may take a year or two before you can really start seeing how you can kind of slip into fourth dimension and bring that energy back, slip back through. And of course, when you slip through fourth dimension, you touch fifth dimension, bring that back into third. You're actually doing it in a, kind of, you're shadowing that already. That's just a process of creativity.
I understand.
All right.
Thank you for your
Yes, Bob. You see, just that's the process. And it's a process that you enjoy.
Yes, very much so.
Because you know that this is what you're here to do, and it's very exciting.
Yes, the challenge is always there.
Right. Well, we sense that you could probably be able to do pretty much be able to drop, go slip in and out and slip in and out, within about a year and a half.
Thank you, dear one, for your love and light.
You're very welcome, dear Brian. It's a pleasure speaking
with
you.
Have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Farewell to you.
Thank you.
All right. And so the lines are open now. The number to call is 877-876-5227. And, or 877-876-5227. There's also 888-815-9756. So what we were speaking about with Brian, you see, that's looking at the ultimate direction, the ultimate flow, the ultimate stretching that you're here to do. So, hey, the financial markets can be part of that. All right, so here's another dear one. So, hello.
Yes, hello, Galesis.
Yes.
Yes, hi, this is Lisa calling from Novato.
Oh, well, hello, Lisa.
Hello, and I wanted to talk about an issue that I'm dealing with. Just 2 weeks ago, I had an injury. I sprained my right ankle. This is the 10th sprained ankle I've had since the age of 12, and I have, especially in the last couple of years, I've been creating a number of injuries just sort of right when I seem to really get going and get really pointed to the future and really on track with what I'm doing. I keep creating these injuries, and I've been asking for a lot of help to understand what this injury is, these injuries are trying to tell me. I certainly have done a lot of work with it, but I don't feel like I'm getting everything I need to get from it.
Well, what you say, that was so pivotal, because generally these injuries happen just as you feel like you're moving ahead.
Yes.
Right? Now, ankles have a lot to do with the amount of flexibility that you have in moving yourself forward, but they also have to do with how much, and you know, symbolically, that you stand up for yourself.
Mm, yeah.
And so what we're getting as the message is that these snapbacks are because you do move forward, but you don't integrate the greater image of what you are capable of doing and achieving and experiencing with your image of yourself. In a sense, you don't really give yourself the support, the credit, the validation. And so what that means is that it appears on an energetic level that as you move forward, it's like, move forward. It's almost like this moving forward, it's like a fluke. I'm out in this unknown territory, and this is beyond my usual range of impact or something. And so this is conflicting with the limitations that I see myself as having. So I've got to pull the reality back, you know, to be congruent and in alignment with self-image. So we would suggest it's a self-image issue. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I have big dreams, and I certainly have an expanded sense of what I think I'm capable of quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But I do feel, absolutely understand about image and mm-hmm. also about the standing up for myself.
Yes.
You know, this last weekend I was working with soul and spirit.
Yes,
and,
good.
And really had an experience with my spirit energy, my masculine energy, showing up like so much stronger than ever before.
Now, there you go, because that's the part of you that is probably in the whole picture of it was a little weaker.
Yeah.
That you weren't really acknowledging the strength of spirit.
I feel like that one of the pieces I've gotten some insight about is that, you know, even though I can't say I really, you know, quote, part of me doesn't want these injuries, I feel I'm willing to have them I feel like they are a cry for help. I feel like I'm trying to get some help. I feel like the help I probably need is from me, but I feel this sense of like I want someone to help me, you know, or else I'm looking for permission or something like that.
Right. That's because the self that initially set up this process or this pattern is not the you that you are now, of course.
Yeah.
It was the child that you were once.
Yeah.
And the child self used it as a way to give herself a little space to deal with things. In other words, she would feel that things were a little bit too overwhelming or a little bit too much and or going too fast or too much pressure somehow on her.
Yeah.
And so she would use it as a way to give herself an excuse to pull back, to rest, to not do certain things that she maybe didn't want to do or she felt anxious or fearful about doing. So it was a way to protect herself then. And so that's the self that's calling for help.
I see.
You see, it's your child self that says, I'm overwhelmed. Every time you start expanding and so much more gets going on and so much more success and everything starts moving forward and so on. Well, this is too much for me. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to handle this. This is too much. Well, yes, for maybe an 8-year-old or 7-year-old, yes, it's too much. You see?
I see.
And so there's a place within her in which some of her spirit got diminished. Some of her vibrancy and independence and self-reliance and that positive masculine energy of her got diminished and restricted and restrained or judged.
Yeah.
And so every time she moved forward, it was too much of a challenge. So she's trying to protect you. She's saying, you're moving forward into dangerous territory. You're going to overload yourself. You're going to overwhelm yourself. You're going to make a mess of it. You're not, you know, something. You're just going too far. You can't deal with it. It's too much. And so that's her speaking. You see?
So
what,
is she
here's
kind
what
of
we
tripping
suggest.
Me up here?
Yes. What?
She's kind of tripping me up. Here.
Yes, she is, and she's doing it, trying to in a sense trying to help you. She it's like you will call your child self in as your consultant. You know?
Yeah.
Now, what that means, though, is that your self-image stays too small. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Because you, in a sense, go to help your child self, your orientation, your energy goes into your child self level. And yes, your child could not deal with the success that you're creating and the expansion that you're doing. No, your child self is very inadequate to it, and so it's frightening to her, and she doesn't want to be frightened, so she's going to yank you back into the comfortable, familiar limitations. So what you do is that you have a little meditation where you visualize her, and you take her in your arms, and you love her, and you hold her, and you say, you know, I really appreciate your attempt to try to keep me from hurting myself or keep me from overwhelming and overloading myself or giving me a chance to kind of avoid doing something that may be too much stress. And I appreciate your help. However, I'm the adult now, and I've got some new resources. I've got powerful resources. I've got some help with spirit and soul. I've got some really beautiful resources here. And I've got some unseen friends that can be very wonderfully helpful for me. So I'm going to go on. I am the adult. I'm going to take charge from here. Okay? And so what you do is you tell her, look, you don't have to take care of me anymore. You know, here, I'm going to give you a birthday present. And so what you do is that you turn her around and there's a door, a beautiful door there. And you say, your birthday present's on the other side of this door. And you take her to that door and you open the door and you take her through that door, close the door behind you. And now you're in her perfect world, a world in which there's no stress for her, no uncomfortability, no demand, no pressures, no conflict. It's all loving, peaceful, flowing, and she's free to be herself. And she has the perfect parents, and she has the best of friends, and she has the most wonderful situation. You see?
Yeah.
You just give her everything that she could possibly want, because what this tends to do is cancel out all that fear. This tends to give you the freedom to be you, who you are now. And so you give that all that to her, and as she's all happy and ready to run and play and have a good time and be carefree as a child ought to be, you tell her, look, I expect an agreement, though, for you for this. And that is that you stay here and have a good time. Don't come into my life now. I'm going to take care of it. And I'll come back here and visit, and we'll laugh. Okay? So you stay here. And once you do that, dear one, then you basically let her run, and she'll agree, because, of course, hey, she's having a good time. And so you leave, and you close the door behind you, and maybe blow a kiss before you do that or something, just so that she knows that she's loved and supported, because she is, you see?
Yes.
And then you come back to your adult self, and then you go and expand yourself. You claim who you are as a reality creator, as a light being, as a powerful person. You see?
Yes.
Step into a greater self-image. And then you look honestly at the things that you're doing, the things that you're expanding, the changes, the healings, the directions that you're wanting to expand into. And as you look at those, and you notice that you may have a few fears, or there's a little dread of dealing with this, or that requires a little stress and so on, you just keep stepping into and reclaiming this powerful, divine, by your very nature, being that you are. And you keep reminding yourself, it's my choice. You don't have to push yourself at a certain rate. You don't have to go extra fast in your success now to make up for, to redeem yourself for having dragged your feet, literally and figuratively, in the past. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Because sometimes you put extra pressure on yourself. Now, this time I better, you know,
catch up.
I better catch up.
Yeah.
There's nothing to catch up to, dear one. You're really right where you need to be. And you're in a really poised, a really good position. You really are at a place where all of these setbacks have indeed taught you things.
Yeah.
It's not like it's been, you know, a total waste of time. And it's given you a little breather here and there, and you a little retreat. You can make a retreat by your choice.
Yeah.
That's powerful, and it will not involve an injury.
Yeah.
What you do is that you move forward for a while. And as soon as you start to feel a little resistance within yourself, or you start to be concerned that this is a bit much to take care of, give yourself a pause. And in that pause, you pull back by choice. And in that choice, you evaluate what you're learning, what you're experiencing, and what your fears are, and what you think about this, and what you think about that. And if you find any limitations, you practice letting them go. You understand?
I do, yes.
Right? And so you do a little your process, and you remind yourself who you are, and you keep expanding your self-image. You see yourself as this greater self. You, in a sense, just reach your hands out and stretch your auric field so that it's really, really, really huge. So you're 20 feet tall, and your light extends for a quarter of a mile. Just give a sense of yourself of having big presence. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Because then when you, from that position, you look back at the little things that are giving you stress, that are concerning you, or that you kind of dread dealing with, or whatever, where you have to kind of push yourself a little extra to motivate yourself to do. When you come from that level of a place, it's a lot easier to work with whatever is there. It's a lot easier to make a choice. Now, some people procrastinate. And instead of procrastinate, you tend to injure yourself. It enables you to procrastinate.
I see.
And have a rational excuse for doing so. Okay?
Yeah.
So here's what we would suggest, is that if you find yourself resistant, then make a choice to procrastinate. Stay in your power. Make a choice to defer. I want to deal with that now, and I refuse to feel guilty about it. You understand?
I do.
And that means you have to get your internal slave driver off your back.
Yes.
Because the internal slave driver says, no, no, you've got to keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. Harder, harder, faster, faster, more elegant, more intelligent. Come on, you got to be smarter. Come on. And you got to get that one off your back and say, I don't feel at all guilty for not doing this right now. I'm going to pause here until I'm ready. And if you can give yourself that presence of mind to do that, then you can also request help from all of us and your unseen friends and everybody to assist you in being healthy and relaxed and letting it unfold in a natural, organic manner. You see?
Yes, I do.
Because, see, you were pushing it a bit.
Yes, I do. I have that slave driver. I have those internal demands.
Oh, gosh, yes. And you know what these internal demands are really doing? That's just a demonstration for you that you still have shame within you.
Yes.
You still feel somewhere else you're not adequate enough, and that you're behind. You know, that you should have been way further than this by now. You must be stupid. There's something wrong with you.
Yep.
Okay, so just by the fact you have a slave driver means that you still buy into a limited image of yourself, you see?
Yeah.
And you think you have to do that to get yourself moving. No, what you want to do is to motivate yourself from your powerful self. So when the slave driver shows up, you have to say, stop. No way. My choice today is I'm going to just relax here and I'm going to read a good book today. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it. You see?
I do. I do. Thank you so much.
And now just think of how much care and love you're feeling for yourself to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yes, it does.
All right. Because when you are there, you see, then you're valuing yourself and you're not going to make yourself do anything. You're valuing your natural self, your natural ambition, your natural desires, your natural motivation. See, some people, their internal slave driver is coffee. You know, drink coffee, it pumps the adrenals, it makes you want to do stuff you don't want to do.
Mm.
Have you ever artificially motivated yourself with coffee?
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Good. Good for you. Then you just do it with, spraining your ankle.
I know. I do it with telling myself I should get going and should be further than I am.
That's correct. And every time you do that, realize that what you're basically saying in there is I'm not good enough and I'm not okay. And if you are saying that, if by that implication, that means that the reality you're trying to get yourself to go into and to fulfill is bigger than the image you hold of yourself. So that you cannot sustain that reality, you cannot hold that reality because your image has to be bigger, big enough to do that. So the key for you is to keep your image up and stay in your power. You see?
Yes, I do.
And when you do that, yes, you may not go as fast. But, you know, it's like, what is it, the the turtle and the rabbit,
and the
you know?
Mm-hmm.
The turtle won the race because the turtle just, you know, went at its pace. It was slow and the rabbit laughed at it, but it won the race because it just did it according to its temperament. You see, your temperament, dear one, yours in specific,
yes,
is kind of creative.
Yes.
All right? And a creative temperament cannot sustain a long stretch of push and drive. Doesn't work.
Yeah.
A creative temperament is a little bit, pause, integrate, relax, have fun, creatively stimulate yourself. Oh, another idea. Move forward. Da, 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 da. And then, oh, okay. All right. Pause, reflect, you know, play a little bit. Oh, okay. Okay, another idea. Da, 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 da. It's kind of like that. It's like little bursts with pauses in between.
Yes, it is.
And if you will honor that, you will be successful. You see?
Yes.
Because you have all the gifts you need, and you are as intelligent as you need to be. And you have all the potentials, possibilities. And dear one, you're pretty good at creating some magic when you want to.
Yes, I am. Yes.
All right, dear one. So
oh, thank you so much.
We sense that this would probably end that pattern. Okay? So
yeah,
that you don't have
to
have injuries.
Yeah, I just feel somehow, I just feel like, okay, this, I'm ready to let this one go.
Yes, we think you are too.
Yeah.
You think, but you just have to remember, you got to look at image. You can't have this, have one part of you beating down on another.
Yeah.
You can't be split in two. You've
what
got
you
to be
down?
Unified. What's this?
I didn't quite get that. Beating down on the other one? Beating
yeah,
down.
It's like the internal slave driver's beating on the other part of you.
I see.
To get going. Now, when the internal slave driver comes in and beats on you to get going, who is the self it's beating on?
The lesser than self.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's also not your current self either.
Yeah.
It may be your young adult.
Right.
We sense that something went on when you were 21 or 22, and that set into motion some of this pressure on yourself.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear one. You know, there's no reason not to be successful.
Yeah.
And people think, but I have a whole long list of results. Maybe not you, but most people can come up with something.
Well, I mean, in a certain way, I already am successful. I mean, and a lot of people see me as successful, it's just not the success I'm dreaming of.
That's right. That's right. And you don't want their success anyway.
Yeah.
You want the success that's fun for you, so you can play in your temperament, and it's just fine. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear one. It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Me too. Bye-bye.
All right. Farewell to you. And that concludes our part of the program for today. So we're going to have to leave now because you have other programs and so forth to listen to. And so we want to point out to all of you that you have so much light, so much power, so much energy, and so much capability. You know, why not own that part of yourself? And we're not talking about just be blustery and ego and beat your chest and I can do anything and blah, blah, blah. No, we're talking about authentic you. The authentic you is the powerful, beautiful, smart, and creative and gifted one. So give that to yourself. Own that part of yourself. All right, so we wish you the very best, and we will talk again with you in the next show that we have, which is in 2 weeks from now. And until then, we wish you a very happy journey on your path of power. And as we leave, it'll be quiet for just a few seconds, and then the channel will return. Okay, well, I'm back. And thank you all so much for being with us on the show. Glad you could be with us. Next week at this time is Tall Cat Psychic. The Galexis Show, as you know, is the first and third Monday of every month. And again, if you want more information on Galexis, please see galexisspirit.com. Thank you for listening, and until next time, I send you my wishes for every success on your walk, on your path of power. So, goodbye for now.